on the podcast, I have none other than Space Jesus, Billy Starks. She's returning to the podcast tonight, and it starts right now.
The Everett Lee Show Podcast, a shot of entertainment.
Billy Starks, man, welcome back to the podcast. How you been?
Good. Thank you for having me again.
This is awesome. I was talking to you right before we started recording. I was looking at a reminder on my email. I was looking up your email there to send you some information about the show tonight, you coming on, a link to get on here so we could chat again. And 2019 was the last time I talked to you. And honestly, I have to say, I didn't even know how old you were at the time until I started watching some other podcast. And then when I found out how old you were at the time, I'm like, damn, I did not know that. It just blew me away that you've been doing this for so long at the age that you started out in. And it's amazing. And here in the last 3 years, from what I've watched after I've had you on the podcast, Billy, man, you've taken off like big time, which is amazing, because while people at this moment, while people are getting their college resumes ready, they're thinking about prom, Billy Starks, you're getting booked in matches across a lot of promotions across the United States.
I'm doing both.
Okay. So you are planning for prom and you are looking at college.
Yes, I've started looking at colleges and stuff, and it's been weird because I'm like, am I going to do this? What's my game plan? I had a game plan for wrestling. Becoming an adult and actually functioning, I was like, didn't have a game plan for that one.
Thinking about adulthood, how do you feel about that as it's getting like closer? How do you feel about that?
I'm very excited for it, but I think it's more so I could like be on my own and in control of everything. Like still being at home, you have to listen to your parents and stuff. So if I take a dumb bump, my parents are gonna be like, what are you doing? They don't see me do this. I can somewhat get away with it. And then also just like being on my own to have like the freedom of my day to go do whatever I want and not have to be like, hey, let me go help this person out with this. Oh, my little brother needs picked up from school.
Nice.
More independent.
More independence. That's amazing. Having that independence, it's great. And you've carried yourself pretty well in these last 3 years, because towards the beginning of this summer, before I got my internet shut off, because I have good friends that's let me use their setup here tonight, you know, to conduct this interview. Because once I told them, I'm like, I'm having Billy Starks come back on. Use my stuff, man, whatever you need. It's like, all right. But I was watching Uncharted Territory this season, man. I've watched it before in the past from Beyond Wrestling. And Uncharted, my Monday nights, Uncharted Territory, I was hooked. I was hooked with everything going on. You had some amazing matches. Being showcased on a show like that with so many great talents, such as Jaden Newman hosting it there at the TWE Arena with so much history there, and with Jaden Newman as, you know, him too, with the rocket ship strapped onto him. Both you guys, to me, you guys are like, you know, like hitting your marks there in the independent wrestling scene. But being there and being on a program like Uncharted Territory, how did that feel?
It was honestly so fun. Me and a bunch of the other wrestlers were joking about it at like the finale. We're like, it's like summer camp coming to end. Tell all your friends goodbye and you won't see them for a while. And it was like very funny for us, but we had like such a good time there. And I feel like I became very, very close to more people in the South, especially spending time down there. I love Ashton Starr. I'm a big fan of Rico Gonzalez, and he made his GCW debut in Atlanta and won the Scramble. And it's just like I've made friends with all of these people that I knew of and was cool with before, but now I have like a deeper connection with.
That's amazing, man. Ashton Starr, AC Mack. I mean, AC
I
Mack.
love AC Mack.
I do too, man. I watched that January show action where he won the IWTV Independent World Heavyweight Championship. I about lost my voice. I was so excited, like I was like hooked to the monitor when I was watching that. That was just amazing, man. And just so many great, amazing talent that was there on Uncharted. I mean, even the beautiful people, or the
Last laugh.
yeah, the last laugh. Yeah,
I was stuck with them all season. I had to remember their names.
great. I mean, I mean, they got the crowd to hate them. I love that. They did their job, man. I hated them. I followed it on Twitter there. I was watching and tweeting at the same time. I have a dual monitor set up. So it's like on this monitor ahead, IWTV going on, this monitor ahead, Facebook, social media is like Twitter, and going on and watching people tweet and stuff while the show is going on. And I never really done any interaction like that before, and it was
I
something new.
love live tweeting during shows. If I'm just at home and don't have anything better to do, and I was like, oh, my friends are on shows right now, I'm gonna sit on my couch and pull out my phone while it's going, and I'm talking crap on the internet.
It was neat because me and you, because it was one of the episodes of Uncharted. I was on there, you were on there, you said something, and I've replied back, and you replied back to me, and we had a little conversation, nod to each other. It's like, hey, what's up? And then we went on and watched the show, we made our comments or tweets, I loved it, man. I had a good time. I love doing stuff like that.
I think it's always great to just be able to like interact with people and show that you have all the same interests, especially when it comes to wrestling. I feel like wrestling, it's very easy for people to connect on because we all are looking at this entertaining thing and are like, this is great. Or like sometimes we're like, we don't like this part. This was kind of bad.
Yeah, some people get wrapped into it, man. They get kayfabe don't die there with them, it's like something bad happens. It's like he just got screwed. It's like, no, man, it's like it's part of the story that's being told. Because what I liked about Uncharted was I wanted to see what was going to happen the following week. Adam Priest, he was getting a lot of hate on Twitter there with a lot of people, and I'm like, I like this guy. Anyone that comes out the Black Sabbath, dude, I love that, man. You come out Black Sabbath is your entrance. I like you already. It's like before you hit the ring, I was like, I already like him because of Black Sabbath. And when I see him in the ring, I was like, I even like him even more because of his technical skills in the ring. And
I think Adam is a phenomenal wrestler. My like only thing with him is like every time he speaks, I cannot get away from his southern accent. And like I get told that I sound southern sometime. I will pull out y'all every once in a while. But this man, I was literally just sitting there listening to him talk, and I was like, this is a southern gentleman right here. If this is what I think somebody sounds like, that's Adam Priest. And then he has all of this character, all of him being him. And then his work in the ring, I think he's so great. He's also so aggressive and mean to people. And a little bit of me loves that.
I love his work, and I love how he carried himself. I love the cockiness when he's in the ring there, and people buy into it. They boo him and stuff. I mean, he brings that heat. He's a performer, and that's what you do. And yeah, I've listened to you on other programs, other podcasts, and I do every once in a while hear that Southern accent comes out sometimes a little bit. I lived in Tennessee for like 10 years, so I know what y'all talking about there. So, Hot Rod, one of my favorite wrestlers. I remember at 5 years old seeing Piper's Pit, Jimmy Superfly Snuka, the coconut to the head. My brothers loved Piper. My dad, he liked him, but he'd get mad when Ric Flair would get on TV. He'd cuss up and down. He was a Dusty Rhodes fan. He was an American Dream fan. That man, God rest his soul, he lived 81, passed away in 2012. He loved the American Dream, the working man. That was my father, how he supported me and my brothers and my sisters. And, you know, and when Ric Flair, oh, he couldn't stand him. Man, he'd take the TV and throw it out the door. And it was like you had a pile of TVs.
That's a real heat.
Yeah, that was real heat, man. Yeah. Seriously. It's like TV go out the door, neighbors come by. Oh, Ric Flair must have been on TV again, you know. And then me and my brothers, we'd aggravate my dad when Jim Cornette come on. And he hated Cornette, and we would aggravate him. We'd be like, Cornette's going to hit someone with a racket. He'd get so mad at us. he hated that stuff, man. And the kayfabe and the storytelling was great. You know, Southern wrestling. That's one thing I loved a lot about was Southern wrestling. And as, like, over time, when talking with you, when you were on the podcast, and over the last few years following you, your career here and what you've been doing, and like knowing that you're from, you know, Kentucky, it was like, this is cool. You know, Southern wrestling is good. It is at its best. So I've enjoyed a lot of your matches that you've had here in the last 3 years. I've gone back and from time to time after I'd see you at a promotion, like for example, Black Label Pro. I love the work you do at Black Label Pro. I love the heel turn that you're doing there. I know you've for a while there, like other promotions, you're pretty much a face. But Black Label, you've decided, you know what, let's go in this direction. What made you decide you want to give that a try at this promotion? What made you decide that?
Definitely like how I was being treated at Black Label. I felt like just the baby and nobody was like respecting me. And then I also got greedy and I was like, I've been here for so long and I still haven't got a title shot. And I felt like I wasn't getting what I deserved. My angsty teen energy kicked in. That's what everybody's been saying. But I just like looked at it and I was like, I want this belt. I want this championship and nobody's going to stop me.
Nice. I liked it. It took me by surprise. I was telling you, my daughter was watching it with me when that happened, and it like broke her heart. And I'm like, it's okay. And I told you I was, you know, trying to explain a heel turn to a 5-year-old. But
I just want to win. That's all you have to say. She's taking all it takes to win.
I pretty much can. I found out today. I was my wife called me right before you got on here, and we started talking. So my daughter had a problem. She had her seat moved. Her teacher moved her seat. So when you hear that, you're like, "Uh-oh, what is she doing?" Come to find out, she dug into it and she told me. She said, "No, Callie's been good." Okay, she's been good. Yeah, apparently two boys have been kicking her desk. So she went up and she told the teacher that asked the teacher to move her away from them. I'm like, yeah.
Responsible.
Yes. And when people come in the mornings, the last couple mornings, she's been telling people where to put their backpacks and their stuff at. She's a leader, man.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's so adorable.
It is. She's a leader. I love it, man. I love it. And sitting there getting to watch wrestling, watching your matches and having her with me, it's amazing. It brings back that memory of like watching it with my father and my brothers with my father, which is amazing. I know we kind of talked a little bit about that there before, you know, going, you know, starting this podcast, but it's those memories that you always cherish.
I completely agree. It's like definitely when I started wrestling and like or even like the thought of wrestling. It was my dad introducing it to me and us just sitting on the couch, and I was like, yep, this is what I like. Keep putting that on the TV.
It is amazing. It is. Let me pull this up here. I have right here on YouTube. So I went back through on YouTube looking at some of your matches here. And where is it? I got so much stuff here I've been looking at here lately on different things on YouTube. Oh, here we go. I went ahead and I watched. I saw you promoted on Facebook, but actually getting to sit there and watch it, I thought was amazing. Your match you had with Ruby Soho.
Oh,
Yeah.
I was so happy about it once it happened. And then, so that whole weekend was crazy for me because I went from Iowa or Louisville to Iowa to New Jersey and then to Uncharted. Yeah, I think that was my schedule for that weekend. And I was so
Wow.
exhausted, but I was so happy. And it was crazy because I started my weekend with Ruby Soho. So I'm like, oh my God, I gotta go hard.
You did. You did. You guys did great. I love the beginning of it. I love the promo, the exchange of words there, where basically she's like, "Ring the bell." And I was like, "Yeah, this is great, man." The crowd was totally into it, man. They were into it. And you guys tore it up there. And it got to the point where I'm like, who's gonna win? I love a match. When I watch a match and I've seen a story told in the ring where I don't know who's gonna come out on top. I love that type of storytelling, and you do it so amazingly.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you had me invested in that because it's funny when I hear the announcers talking, it's like, this is the biggest match of Billy Stark's career, and I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, every match Billy's done in the last 3 years has been her biggest match of her career. That's what I take away from it.
It's been said a lot because I feel like I've wrestled so many high-level opponents. And it's been at all different promotions. So some promotions are like, oh, we haven't seen this yet. Oh, we haven't seen this yet.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep up with so much wrestling that's going on, especially on the independents. We can like tell from just IWTV alone, and then there's Fight, and then there's YouTube. There's always wrestling going on every day of the week.
Hey, there is. There is so much wrestling going on that it's like there's so much at people's fingertips to enjoy that you can find whatever you want, whatever you're into, man. And that's what I love about independent wrestling at this moment, because there's so much great promotions out there booking great matches with great talent that's out there going out there blood, sweat, tears every weekend and just putting on great entertaining matches, telling great stories in the ring. And I love it, man. And you're right in the middle of it there. Speechless.
Speechless. I had no reply because I was like, oh, I was like, am I? I was like, oh my God.
I love the fact that you get in the ring with some great talent like Ruby Soho, and you've gotten in there. I've watched you wrestle against you recommended this to me, and I said, all right, I'll watch it. And I finally did get around to watch it last week because as time went on, I said, I gotta watch it. So I pulled it up, and you mentioned him already earlier, Rico Gonzalez. Yeah.
Yes, I love Rico.
Damn, man. You remind me of AJ Styles when you wrestled him. You want to know why I say AJ Styles? You should know why I say AJ.
Want you to explain.
You want me to explain? Okay. AJ Styles, what I like about the phenomenal one, AJ Styles, I love how whoever he's in the ring with, he can adapt to that style. You pretty much, it's like you adapted to his style. When you get in the ring with someone, you adapt to that style, of what they of your opponent. That's one thing I like about how you work in the ring there.
I feel like every match should be different if there's like a different style in the ring, because I feel like you should wrestle different based on like who you are wrestling. Like, I'm not going to treat the same match like, or I'm not going to treat the match the same if I'm wrestling Rico versus Jake something. It's going to be two completely different styles from me because I have two completely different competitors.
Right. I agree. I agree because you don't want to do the same match again. If you're doing it this night and then you go to the next night, you don't want to do the same match. You want to give someone something different, which I agree with. That's amazing. That definitely is. Yeah, I was sitting there looking at all these different type of matches and I'm like, man, there's like so much. Like I've even watched, was it Blair Onyx? Freelance wrestling. That's one of my favorite
Yeah.
promotions. And Blair Onyx, she's great. Her gimmick and
I
everything.
completely agree, and I'm so back so happy that she's back from like her injury and got back to her first day of training. I was like, I can't wait to wrestle Blair again.
Yeah, it's just there's so many different matches and stuff that's out there that I wonder, it's like who has Billy not wrestled yet? Because
I've started to wonder that because, like, when I first started wrestling, I made like lists of all my friends and people I looked up to, and I was like, I'm gonna wrestle this person, this person, this person, and this person. And it was a long list, and I've hit almost everybody on it. And me and like my mom were talking about it, and she's like, "Do you have anybody else?" And I was like, "I don't know."
Yeah, you pretty much wrestled anybody that who has a name in independent wrestling. You've had them. I do want to say I did enjoy the match. I mentioned his name earlier, AC Mack. I did enjoy that match right there you had with AC Mack. That was
I
great.
had so much fun, especially that was my first time ever, or second time ever at SUP, but it was the first time in front of a crowd, really, because we did the SUP show during like COVID. But like the energy that building has and those fans were so great. And I of course had a very interesting opponent in AC Mack. I would love to wrestle him again. I need another title shot. He's had
You
it for too long.
he has, man. What is it like almost like 200 or over 200 something days now?
Yeah, he's pretty close.
Yeah, he's held on to it because I said when they do another season of Uncharted, because he's going out west. I have a feeling this is what my prediction is because they were up north, they went down south. There's only one other place they need to go now. They need to go out west because there's a
What
lot of
about
town.
the Midwest?
The Midwest, yeah, they could do Midwest. Yeah.
There's
Yeah.
always so much going on.
I would love to see you on Uncharted again. I definitely would. I'd definitely love to see Space Jesus on Uncharted again. I
I
definitely
would
would.
love that.
It'd be good. Midwest. I mean, what promotion would you think would hold Uncharted out there? There's so many good promotions. That's the thing.
Yeah, it would be a fight, or we just travel it around. I'm
Try.
like, we don't stick in one building, we travel to different places,
That would be a good
different
idea.
famous venues in the Midwest. We hit
That
the Jeffersonville Arena at some point.
it would be nice. I'd definitely like to see it go out west there to like up in Seattle at Defiant Wrestling.
I would love that too. And Vegas, I would love for it to get to like Vegas somehow. There's so many good wrestlers there. And like California with Starboy and Titus, I was like, oh, there's so many options. It would be great.
That would.
I just can't let Nick Wayne hold the title. He can't be the youngest person to hold it. I have to hold the record first.
Yes. You do. You do. You need to get a title to hold as you know, being the youngest, because you're 17, you're gonna be 18, whenever, you know, whenever your birthday is. My birthday is coming up here in October. I try not to think about it, man.
You're
My wife
like, I'm
reminds me.
getting old.
Yes, I am. I am. I'm 40. I'll be 44 this year. Yeah, I'm
Ooh.
old. You can say I'm old. I'm old as shit.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just like my wife reminds me. You're gonna be. I'm like, don't remind me. Do not remind me.
I don't need to know anymore.
Yeah, I told her. I said. She said, don't go through a midlife crisis. I said, all right. I said, I'll tell you what. I'll promise you this. And she's like, don't promise me. And I said, when I turn 50, I'll sell the Equinox and I'll get a Corvette and I'll dye my hair. How about that? And she's like, she just looked at me and she gave me the bird
She
and
was like, you
walked
can't
off.
do this now.
Yeah, she's like, you can't do this. I said, I can do that when I'm 50, or you want me to do it now? And she's like, no, don't. And I'd like,
Not at all.
I said, probably my midlife crisis would be getting back in the ring. And last year,
Oh.
I actually took my first bump in the ring last year at CFWE.
It's a lot on your body still, though, because I've wrestled some older folks and I'm like, I don't know how you still do it. Ricky Morton hit me with a Canadian destroyer last week, and I'm looking at this man, and I'm like, how'd you get here?
I seen that advertised, man. I seen that because since you brought it up, David Russell wanted to know about with what did he write here? He abbreviates a lot when he writes to me. Ask her about teaming with Chris Hayne, Rick, and the one-on-one when B-Boy. That's what David wanted me to ask you
Oh,
about.
it was a very packed weekend and I had so much fun. So I tagged with Jordan Oliver and Hamrick, and then I've learned that I am not a big fan of Hamrick, but he's crazy and he makes me laugh. But he was just evil the entire time. Me and Jordan are just trying to have a good time with the Mortons and just win. This man was like, nah, I'm trying to kill this old man. And I was like, we cannot carve this man. So we had to take weapons away from him the entire time. He was doing his shenanigans. And then he ate crap on the floor. And I was so afraid. I was like, this man just broke his spine. I was like, it'd be fine if I did it because I'll recover. I was like, you can't be doing this at your age. But guess what? I think people think the same thing about me. I'll let this man live. He did it. And then Ricky Morton, and we wrestled him, and Kerry Morton, who's his son. And I bullied Kerry. I was like, this man's wearing baby oil right now. I'm not here for it. So that was
Baby
just a very
oil.
fun time for me. I hate baby oil in the ring. And I didn't notice until we went out there. It's like a tactic people use. I'm like, yeah, you want me to look like a fool because I'm gonna slip off you and can't hold you. Oh. I hate it. I hate it. I'm gonna get fired up right now. So that was my match. We lost. Sadly, after I took a Canadian from Ricky Morton, I died. And then I woke up and was like, oh, we lost. Let's go home, guys. And then we went to Atlanta and I wrestled B-Boy. And I had a very, very fun time with B-Boy. It was a match that I've wanted for a while, and that kept getting like messed up. We were supposed to originally wrestle in 2019 or 2020, and then COVID and stuff. And then there was another time we were supposed to wrestle, and he got concussed the night before. And then finally, we get to have this match. And it was very, very fun for me, and I enjoyed it a lot. I don't know if he could say the same because I definitely was a brat and spit in his face and did whatever I wanted to do. And at the end of the day, we still shook hands and said we were so happy that we finally did it.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I catch a lot of wrestling like on demand afterwards, when it happens, I go back and I watch it because there's so much stuff that I go through and watch. It's, again, it's hard for me to keep up with all the stuff that's going on with independent wrestling. So I catch a lot of stuff. I'm like, okay, mental note, go to that. And it's like, I go through, I'm looking. And then finally it's like, okay, let me watch this. So I'm definitely going to have to go back and watch both those because Morton, I enjoyed Ricky Morton and Kerry Morton when they were at Ric Flair's last match. Did you catch that?
I was actually there. I was ringside, actually in the guardrail. I was sitting behind the announcer booth. Yeah, I was just watching the show and hanging out, and then I would help run gear to the back, like, in between matches. I was like, oh, there's too much crap over here. Take it back to the wrestlers.
I'm sorry about that. I forgot. Yeah, because you were there. I remember seeing the post and the tweets. Yeah, that you were there. How was that, seeing that up close, seeing a legend like that do one more match?
It was definitely scary at times because, like, I'm watching everything unravel, and I feel like he's been doing this for so long, so I have so much respect. But me as a person, I get very, very worried. I'm like, oh, no. Is he okay? He's not moving. Is he working me? I don't know what to do.
that's great. I love that. Me and my friends, we're sitting there we were betting each other. We're like, how long is it gonna take for Flair to show color? We're like, 10 minutes, 20 minutes. I was like, 30 minutes. Someone said 30. I was like, 30, okay, let's see what happened. 30 minutes later, it's like, aha. It's Ric Flair, man. You got to have some color, you know?
Color in the last match. He had to go out with a bang.
Yeah, he did. He did. He definitely did go out with a bang, man. He did. I heard there was talks about him doing a second last match with Nick Cage.
Did you hear anything? I hope so. I feel like that would be insane, but it would also be one of the most terrifying things to watch. Because I feel like Gage would murder this man.
He would. I was like, Nick Cage, are you freaking serious, man? Nick Cage, he's gonna tear Ric Flair up. But Ric Flair, I love the fact that he had Andrade, his son-in-law, in the ring with him. Because I've always wondered, how does he feel about his son-in-law? Because we know how he feels about his daughter. He loves his daughter. How does he feel about his son-in-law? And then when I saw the promos and the build-up, and he's, you know, introduced and, you know, his son-in-law with him, I'm like, okay, this is good. I love this because he's another great, amazing worker. I love his ring work in the ring. I've seen a lot of great, amazing matches Andrade's done in the years, and I said to myself, this is great. I mean, Flair don't have to go full in there. He has someone I can.
He can have a break or two if we need it.
Yeah. It was smart. I love that, especially going up with, you know, two known, very known people, Jeff Jarrett and Jay, you know, Jay Lethal. And I enjoyed it. And they said it was like the second highest most bought pay-per-view this year.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it's not first.
Yeah. I'm surprised too. It just wasn't first. I think all out, I think it is, or All In still has the highest most bought pay-per-view for this year.
That was an amazing show. So I'm not upset that beat Ric Flair's last match, cuz I also went to that show and it was insane.
Yeah. It was. There was a lot of good story that was being told there. I mean, what was it? CM Punk and MJF. That was great. that was great. MJF's one of my favorites because he keeps it kayfabe, man. That's what I love about him, in and out of the ring. You ever seen those YouTube videos with him, like fans doing autograph signings, and he's just talking shit to them?
Yeah. I've seen it.
It's like, the guy does it. I listened to him when he was on Steve Austin's podcast. He kept it the same way. I thought at one point Steve Austin was going to reach across the table and just grab him, you know, because you can tell it's just listening. It's just
getting them fired up.
Oh yeah. It's like, don't tempt the rattlesnake, man, because he'll take you out. He definitely will. But it's been amazing. Last 3 years, just watching you grow and just have some amazing matches and just get out there. And it's just like every weekend you're getting booked here. Like you said, you were booked in 4 different promotions within like the weekend. And then you go back to school on Monday. And it's like, oh, how was your weekend? And you're like, eh, I wrestled, man. And I was listening to you on one of the podcasts, and you were coming to school with bruises, and the teacher thought something was going on. And when you showed them what you're doing, they thought it was like really cool. I thought that was awesome.
I was like, please let me explain. I don't want you to call CPS on my family.
I know that'd be lasting, because you know like how things are nowadays. Like, you know, people get the wrong idea, and it's all sitting there on the phone calling 911. You know, it's like, oh, chill out.
It's but it's
like
sometimes better to be safe than sorry, because like a lot of other kids in my situation, or like there's not many other kids in my situation that are just covered in bruises because they're out doing this thing on the weekends. They actually have stuff going on. So I respected that teacher asking and actually reaching out. And I was like, it's better than being like just left alone and just covered in marks and nobody knows anything.
Yeah, that is some good consideration. You do have to respect that there, that there's some good consideration in that, you know, just making sure, you know, checking the well-being of their student. But I love, again, I love the fact that you've been going out there in the last 3 years, and it's just like, I remember seeing the post on social media, and I think if I can remember the post, you probably know which post I'm talking about. It's where you're like, you're going to make this year your year with getting booked, and you went out there and you did it. You backed up everything that you said. You went out there, and you've done and had some great, amazing matches with a lot of great, amazing talent this year, the year before, in the last 2 years, but in the last 3, just watching that elevation after last time I talked with you. And it's like, wow, because when Robin Nelson was like, get Billy Starks on your podcast, I'm like, who? They're like, oh, no. And he was telling me all about you, and I had you on and didn't know the age you were at the time. And then after the podcast, I was like, oh, this is great, you know. And I was talking to Robin, I'm like, yeah, this is great. And I'm like, what? I was like, I thought she was, no way. I was like, really? No, I was like, I'm like, no way. I'm like, she's been, you know, working in the ring like she's been doing it forever at that time. And I'm like, wow. And so then it just, I started watching more and more, and just like Billy Starks popping up here and there, and then just seeing a lot more matches. And I'm like, this is great, because I know, I'm just curious, because this is one question when contacting you and asking you to come back on the podcast. The one question I do want to ask, and you can say yes or no, or avoid the question, because it's the one question I do want to ask. Have one of the two big promotions, WWE or AEW, have they contacted you about, you know, coming to their promotion? I'm curious.
So I can't say anything, but I've definitely have thought about stuff like this, because I definitely do have friends at both companies that have explained to me how certain things work. So there's definitely been talks and considerations.
Okay. From both sides.
Yes.
Okay. Because I was looking at Nick Wayne and the opportunity was given him. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, I was like, how come Billy hasn't gotten an opportunity like that yet? Because you pretty much, to me, have you've paid a lot of your dues, and it would be nice to see one or two of these companies approach you. But someone said to me, because I said the same thing to someone, I was having a talk, and they said, "Well, who would she go with?" And this is what I said. I said, "Whatever company she decides, is best for her. She wants to do, go here, she'll go there. She wants to go there, she'll go there, because she's young and she has a big future ahead of her, and she's going to make the right decision, because so far and in wrestling, she's made a lot of great decisions." That's
It's
just
very,
me.
very hard sometimes. And I'm like, because there's a lot of things that I've questioned. I'm like, will I be happy doing this? Or would I be more happy doing this? And at the end of the day, I just want to enjoy wrestling and make this my life. And it's already becoming that. And it's really wild to see, like, I'm at least on a show every single weekend. And I hope to keep that until the very end of the year so I can be like, yeah, I wrestled once every single week in this year.
And also, you're trying to hit all 50 states too. I've seen that.
Yes. And I'm so close to be able to like get my license and actually be legal to wrestle in every single state.
Nice. You got to come to Florida, man. There's a lot of promotions. There is a ton of promotions down here in Florida. I can tell you one I'd love to see you in, that one I'm working for. Adrenaline Wrestling. I've made it back to commentary after 2 years.
Nice.
Yeah, doing production, editing their matches, putting the videos together, doing all that stuff. I love doing the behind the scenes stuff.
Definitely keeping yourself busy.
I am. I definitely am. And it'd be nice to see you hit Florida here. Wrestle a promotion here in Florida. Adrenaline
Shout out.
Wrestling? No. Yeah, shout out to Adrenaline Wrestling. Shout out to the boys there, Thump Dupree. But I it this has been great. Just coming back, having you come back on here, just catching up, just talking, just having a good conversation. And I just wanted to say thank you, Billy. Thank you for going out there every week, weekend, putting on some great, amazing matches and entertaining, and I just love it. And I can't wait to see what happens next and what is happening next for Billy Stark, Space Jesus.
Ooh, so I have some big plans coming up. Hopefully they're going to be ne announced in the next year. But I can't say that just yet. Just know I got my passport for a reason.
Yes.
So there will be hinted. And then I'm also having new merchandise come out later this year. I got a few more designs on standby, so just be ready for that to be up on bigstarksbrand.com if you guys want to check that out.
Nice. I love the merchandise, man. You have some great merchandise. Real quick, who do you you said do you come up with a lot of ideas, or does anyone throw some stuff at you?
So most of the time it's just me like spitballing ideas at my mother, and then she'll be like, okay, find someone who does that, or she'll find someone for me. And then just go through that process with the designer. And a lot of the time, too, is people make me like fan art, and it's like something that I would think is cool as a sticker or a t-shirt. I'll message them and be like, hey, I think this is sick. Can I please use this for merch? Because I see a lot of that stuff, and I think people are so creative. And sometimes, like, I think I'm creative, and then I see somebody else's idea, and I'm like, that's sick. I need that.
Nice. I love it. I've checked out your merchandise. You have some great stuff coming out. I do like the Billy Stark's brand t-shirt. I love that design there with the lettering.
Thank you so much. I think
You're
I'm wearing
welcome.
one right now. Look,
Yes,
I
that's the one.
was
I
laughing
love
in the mirror.
that. I'm a sucker for like font and different things, because I'll sit around and like I'll take my podcast logo and I'll sit there and I'll mess with it and try to like come up with some crazy designs and stuff. But I love that. I love that the Billy Stark's brand, the BBB. I love that. That is amazing. But again, thank you for coming back on, man. This is great catching up with you and talking with you and just having a good time talking wrestling and where can people again find you on social media?
All of my social medias at Billy Starks, BILLIE, and Starks is STARKZ.
Nice. Thank you so much. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in and listening to the audio and watching this video portion of this podcast of the Everett Lee Show. And that is it. And we'll see you again next time for another episode of the Everett Lee Show. Peace.
Follow The Everett Lee Show on the following social media platforms: Facebook, The Everett Lee Show; Twitter, at The Everett _ Lee; Instagram, Everett Lee. Subscribe, follow, The Everett Lee Show, on the following platforms: anchor.fm/Everett Lee Show, YouTube, Everett Lee, and Jonners Podcast Network, WrestlingWithJonners.com.